Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our sermon on this Trinity Sunday is the Gospel reading that we heard a moment ago from the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Today is Trinity Sunday, but does it really matter? All of the things that we all just confessed together in the Athanasian Creed, it's enough to make your head spin. Isn't it enough just to believe in God? Why do we have to concern ourselves with all of those distinctions? Isn't believing in Jesus enough? Why does the fact that God is triune matter? What about just believing in God? Well, the thing is, there are many different gods in the world. Well, I guess that's not entirely accurate to say. There is only one God with a capital G, but there are many different gods with a lowercase g that people worship. Is God Allah? Or Zeus, or Ra, or Brahman, or Odin, or Jesus, or Baal, or what? It's a fine thing to say, I believe in God, or even in God we trust. But then the question is, which God? Which one? Who is he? The word God, G-O-D, is kind of a generic term. It just means some kind of higher power, and you can fill in the blanks in your own mind about who or what he is. So when someone says to you, I believe in God, the God that they believe in might not at all be the same as the God you believe in. Well, someone might tell the story, and maybe you've heard it before, about these blind men and an elephant. And they say, well, what if there is only one God, but all these different things people worship, Zeus and Odin and Ra and Allah and so on and so forth, are just different ways that different people worship the one God, like three blind men who come across an elephant and they can't see because they're blind, so they don't know it's an elephant. But one of them feels the leg of the elephant and he says, this is a pillar. And the second one feels the tail of the elephant, and he says, oh, this is a rope. And the third one feels the trunk of the elephant, and he says, oh, this is a tree branch. And then the king, who can see, comes along, and he explains it to them. No, you're all right. The reason you think it's different things is because each of you is touching different parts. Actually, the elephant has all of the features that you mentioned. So what if God is like that? And Muslims are just touching this part, and Christians are touching this part, and Hindus are touching this part, and so on and so forth. We all just worship the same God in different ways. That's what a lot of people think. But that little story about the elephant has a problem. The problem is, elephants cannot talk. But what if elephants could talk? And the three blind men come, and one says, ah, it's a pillar, and the other one says, oh, it's a rope, and the other one says, no, it's a tree branch. But the elephant can talk, so he speaks up and he says, you're all wrong. I'm not a rope or a pillar or a tree branch. I'm an elephant. You're touching my leg, and you're touching my tail, and you're touching my trunk. Well, you see, God can talk. And so he does. God talks to us, you and me. He does not leave us in the dark to grope around and feel our way around and try to find him as best that we can. No, God speaks. God says to us, this is who I am. This is what I am like. I will tell you so that you know. So that you can be sure of who I am and what I'm like, because I've told you myself. And when God speaks to us, the only two choices that we have are to listen or to ignore him and go on doing and thinking our own thing anyway. When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, he said, I am the Lord your God. I am your God. Me. I am God. Not Ra, not Osiris, not Zeus, not Shiva, not Odin. I am your God. Not these other ones. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. I did that, God says. Not those other ones. Whatever they are, whether they are made up fictions, whether they're figments of people's imaginations, whether they are demons pretending to be gods, it does not matter. Whatever they are, they do nothing for you. They do not, they cannot save you. I do. I am God, your God, and I save you. The very next thing God says, after he says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, the very next words out of God's mouth is what we know of as the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. No other gods. You see, God did not say to Moses, well, all the other gods that people worship are just different ways that different people worship me. Some people worship me as Ra, some people worship me as Odin, some people worship me as Baal, and so on. No. God says, no other ones. None. All the others are fake. Not real. False. I am real. I am true. I am the only one, and I save you. So isn't it enough just to believe in God? Well, which God? Who is he? Is he the real one or is he a fake? Jesus got into this with some of the Jewish leaders of his day in our gospel reading this morning. They believed in God. Of course they did. They were good Jews. They believed in God. But Jesus points out to them that the God they believed in was a fake because they did not recognize Jesus as his son. So Jesus said to them, it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. You cannot believe in God without believing in his son. If you believe in God, but not in Jesus, his son, then the God that you believe in is a fake one. Because the Son makes the Father known. And the only way to the Father is through the Son. Well, okay then. That brings us to the other question we were considering a moment ago, or we were asking a moment ago. Isn't it enough just to believe in Jesus? Well, yes, faith in Jesus is what we should have if we are going to call ourselves Christians. We should believe in Jesus, but we still have to ask that question we were asking about God. Which Jesus? Who is he? Because, sad to say, people have lots of different ideas about Jesus and who he is or was. And most of those ideas, unfortunately, don't fit with what Jesus said about himself. And what his chosen disciples, whom he specifically sent out to tell the world about him, what they say about him either. Isn't it enough just to believe in Jesus? Well, which Jesus do you mean? If I can, I'll try to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Now, bear with me, because this is kind of a silly example, but I think it illustrates the point. Our children used to have a hamster. Now, her name was Winnie. But suppose, and just be clear, I would not actually allow them to do this, but just hypothetically speaking, suppose with me for a moment that they named their hamster Jesus. And I said, well, I believe in Jesus, but by Jesus, I meant my kid's hamster named Jesus. Was it enough just to believe in Jesus? I believe in Jesus. And you would say to me correctly, the Jesus that you believe in is not the real Jesus from the Bible. Yes, exactly. That is the point. You see, lots of people believe in Jesus. Muslims believe in Jesus, a great prophet. Jehovah's Witnesses believe in Jesus, a mighty angel. Mormons believe in Jesus, a son of God. Not the son of God, but a son of God. Even the Jewish leaders that Jesus was talking to believed that Jesus was real because he was standing right in front of them talking to them. But they did not believe what he said. They did not believe what he said about himself when he tells about who he is and what he does. In fact, at the very end of our gospel, in the very last part, Jesus said something rather interesting and actually quite provocative. Truly, truly, I say to you, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. And then John tells us that they picked up stones to throw at him. Now, to you and me at first, it might seem like Jesus is just using bad grammar, saying I am instead of I was or something like that. But they don't stone people for using bad grammar. Remember the account of Moses and the burning bush? God appears to Moses in a burning bush and he tells him to go back to Egypt to lead the Israelites out of slavery. And Moses says, well, God, what if I go and I tell them you sent me, that God sent me, and they ask me, well, what's his name? What do I tell them? What's your name? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I am. So when Moses asked God his name, that's what God said. I am. So when Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am, they knew exactly what he meant. They knew exactly what he was saying. Jesus was saying, I'm God. That's why they picked up stones to stone him. Because he had just claimed to be God. Jesus, the real Jesus, the Jesus of the scriptures, is God. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. He is true God in human flesh. So any other Jesus is a fake Jesus. So why does all this matter? Because of what the real God does. The true God does something that all the fake gods, all the false gods do not do because they cannot do it. I mentioned a moment ago that when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, he started off by saying, I am Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods. I saved you, God says. Those other ones, they did not save you because they cannot save you. They have no power. They are not even real. They do nothing. I save you. So Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. To keep means to hold, to cling to cherish, to believe. Jesus says, when you hold to my word, not someone else's word, my word, you will overcome death. My word about who I am. God in the flesh for you. God giving my life for yours, dying in your place for all of your sins. God rising from death for you. I save you. The real God saves you from sin and death and hell. And even if you die, he still saves you from it because he will raise you back up again. The real Jesus dies for you in your place. That's why it matters. Because the real God does what false gods don't because they can't. The real God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created you. The real God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit saves you. False gods don't save anybody. Fake Jesuses don't save anybody. Only the true God created you. Only the Father sent his Son for you. Only the Son took on your flesh, became like you, and took your place. Only the real Jesus took all of your sin on himself, God and man at the same time, and died in your place. Only the Holy Spirit works through God's word in your life and your mind and your heart to give you faith in the true God, the real Jesus, so that you keep, cling to, hold fast to, believe his word. Only the triune God saves you. No one else does. That is why it matters. Amen.